I was at work today, and this older woman who was white and had a specific haircut.
What? Oh, you mean the Karen
The
cut?
Karen cut, she had it.
Yep,
And
long in that like long in the front shit, and then it's like short in the back.
Kind of, it was like up in the air. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
yeah, yeah.
Like if
They do
she put her
that
head
like poof
down,
shit in the back.
yeah, she could like
That shit
impale
pisses
you.
me off to no end. Anyway, go on.
Shit, I don't even remember what I was saying. Oh yeah. So there's like a lot of different batteries with like different battery parts and like it's like different numbers. Well, she made the comment. She was like, "Why can't they just regulate all these parts so that there's not, so many numbers?" And I was like, "Ma'am, we're not in China."
We're not part of the Communist Party, ma'am.
And she did not like that at all.
I'm sure she didn't. I'm sure she didn't. Did you look at her afterwards and say, "Now, look here, please.
No, I did not. I sure didn't.
We are not in Communist China, please."
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's great.
Coming up on the ballot. So, are you voting? What's up with that?
I'm totally voting.
Are
Yes,
you?
sir. Yes, sir. Always have, always will.
I actually registered to vote, but I'm like, I've never voted, so I don't know if I want to.
Oh, really? You've never fuck. Wait, what? You've
I've
never voted?
never voted.
Why?
I don't know. Wait. God fucking damn it. All right, hold on. Anyway, sorry about that. my bad. God, dude, I have the worst allergies. I swear, like every single year around the fall, I just can't stop sneezing. I feel like shit all the time because.
See, for me, it's the spring. The spring fucks me up, dude. Like, I'm talking like bloodshot eyes 24/7, itching them every 5 minutes, even though I work in a lumber yard and it's probably got fucking wood shavings all
Yeah,
over it.
that's a 110% me. It's so bad. We were talking about weed. No, we were
Well,
talking about
we were
voting.
talking about how you why have you never voted? Just never.
Oh, 'cause I can't pick a side. Like you have one
Oh,
side,
gotcha.
you have someone with fucking dementia.
Yeah.
He's an old man and he talks
Yeah.
about, little black children rubbing his legs. It's weird. And then you have fucking
Biden ain't got no merch.
He should. He would make a lot of money, but I think he gets enough money from Ukraine. So, anyways,
No. We give that money to them, okay? Don't get it twisted.
well, there was payments made to the Biden administration. It was like $3 million.
Of course there was.
There was payments made to his son. They found out that on
Oh, you mean the
laptop.
cokehead?
Yeah. Well, they found and
Sorry, I'm
crack.
getting really political here just now. Sorry
Okay,
about
yeah,
that.
no, we should stop. Well, okay, I will say one bad thing about Trump is that he is, I do believe he's a little misogynistic.
Little over the top.
Yeah, like he just kind of
Which I could
fucked
see
up.
that. Like, honestly, there were times where I was just like, just take away his Twitter, man. That's
Yeah.
all you need to do.
But I think that I actually drew in a specific odd because people are like, I like this guy because he says what he wants to say. I mean, he was
Well,
up on stage with like Rand Paul and he was like, Rand Paul would like make like a really good comment or like something like, "Oh, like you're just a businessman." And then Trump would be like, "Rand Paul's ugly." Like, "Rand Paul's ugly."
Dude, I remember hearing somebody talk about that. They were like, Trump, nobody can go head to head with Trump because he just pokes at you and attacks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But with Joe Biden, he couldn't win against Biden because Biden didn't know what he was saying half the time. He couldn't even get upset because he just was. He just wouldn't even pay attention.
Yeah. So there's two things on the ballot right now. There is
Of course, Mayor Bailey. Mayor Bailey's on the ballot.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah. I mean, she's up for re-election in Loveland.
I'm voting for her.
Oh, I'm 100 for 50% voting for her.
Well, okay, so her or there's like a bunch of things on like that you can vote for. I think they're called issues.
Yeah, you're okay, so you're talking about issues, not office
Yeah,
re-election.
yeah. So
Okay.
issue two is abortion and
Yes.
issue three is what I don't know, but this is in Ohio.
Isn't issue three the marijuana one? Like the isn't
Yeah, I mean,
it like I haven't read into it. Is it like recreational or something like that?
yeah. So There was one before where it was just like this one company that could do it. They were going to like monopolize it in Ohio, and everyone voted no. They were like, fuck that.
Oh yeah, that I do remember that one, because I remember wanting to go into that election and vote yes for that, but then I remember I was told, I read into it and was told like the day before how it would really go down, and I was just like absolutely not voting
Yeah,
for that.
weed prices would be insane. Like you
Yeah.
wouldn't be able to get a like a good variety. But now this is like the real deal. Not only that, so like for like abortion too, I don't know if like a 14-year-old girl who is like raped by someone should have to have that
I mean,
shot.
dude, like,
So I don't know if I can vote no on something
this is a huge
that would
touch.
stop a child from, you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah. This is a huge touchy subject, and I don't know how far deep you want to get into this.
Not that far.
No, I didn't want to get that far
I just
either.
wanted to say
'Cause like my
that.
thing is, I'm a man, so in all intents and purposes, I really don't have a say in that.
You could be a woman.
Not one that could have babies, dipshit. Anyway, like I
Maybe in 100 years, you
don't. Okay, maybe
know?
in 100 years, but we're not there yet, thank God. But so I really don't have a dog in that fight because I'm not a man. Like I can't, be out here making that choice for women.
I don't even want to vote on it, but I feel like I should.
I see. I feel like I should too, but I'm kind of with you. I don't know if I will,
Yeah.
but like I mean, yeah. I don't know.
All right.
I just don't. Like I said, not a man, so I got no dog.
So I started with a gentleman named Bruce Linhall. That's kind of like the first guy that I looked up. And at the end, there's a little twist, and I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna like it a
Is this
lot.
guy like a serial killer or something?
Oh yeah, no, everyone that we're gonna go through
Oh, so
each
you got
week.
some li okay,
Yeah.
yeah, that's right. That's right.
So I just want to do some background on him first.
Yeah, go
So,
for it.
he was a serial killer and rapist who committed a series of murders in the late 70s and early 80s. Excuse me, 80s. He was born on January 29th, 1953, in St. Charles, Illinois. He attended college and graduated with a degree in electromechanics. So he was like a smart guy. He was like a
That's usually how serial murders turn out. They're actually
yeah.
really smart.
His friends described him as being a good guy, but every once in a while he would like just have these like random outbursts of aggression. When he was like a teenager, he did like petty crimes. It seems like a lot of these times these guys start out doing petty crimes
Yeah.
and people just know there's something off about them. It's like they like ease into it. Some of the petty crimes he did, he was, let me see here. Well, okay, the first thing he did was a rape, so that's
So that's not a
not,
petty crime.
yeah, we've already been over this. Yep, sorry.
We've been over that
March 6th, 1979, Bruce lured 20-year-old Annette Lazar into his home under the guise of a marijuana deal. He ended up raping her with a gun to her head. I think some girls actually are into that, but she probably
No, I can
wasn't.
imagine that she probably wasn't.
Let me see. So after he did that, he like let her go, and she obviously went to the cops.
No,
But
really?
yeah, but this is crazy. The cop that like she talked to was his friend.
Oh
Yeah,
shit.
so her whole story was just like discounted. The officer didn't do anything.
Oh my
Yeah. And it
God.
seems like all these guys that are like serial killers, they always get off.
They get like that lucky ass break. I don't understand. I do not
They get
understand.
like 20 of
I mean,
them.
dude, we were just talking about that guy on the first episode. That the Alexei or whatever the hell his name was, dude, he kept getting off,
Yeah, it was like 5 times.
and then the guy that did the Tylenol
Yeah,
murders,
he kept
he
getting off
kept
too.
getting off.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting. Okay.
Like
I feel like
over technicalities, it
we're
was
like seeing
always
patterns here.
technicalities.
Right. These are patterns that we're seeing.
Yeah,
This is
very much
interesting.
so.
It's kind of cool doing this. Okay, so December 22nd, same year, he attacked another woman for not consenting to prostitution, and this was in public. He tried to pay some girl. He was like, "Hey, I'll give you $100 if you fuck me." And she was like, "No." So, but they were in public. So he punched her and then ran.
No.
And no one could properly like identify him. January 28th, 1981, he was illegally tapping other people's phones to extort them and blackmail them. When he was detained, he attacked a police officer and was hit with a number of felonies, but was released under bail. So he kind of got out of that.
So yeah, he kind of got out of that.
This is an unspecified date. Bruce was pulled over with a woman in the back seat, tied up with a gash on her head, and he said,
"Oh, so he had her like gagged up."
Yeah, and he told the cop, "I'm just taking her to the hospital. She's like going crazy." The cop was like, I'm going to take her to the hospital. So he takes her, and then they do like a, I don't know what they did back then, but I guess it would be like a rape kit nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And they found that she was sexually assaulted. So he, and then after that, he started murdering girls.
You know, just raping them wasn't enough for him.
Yeah, no, he definitely went on to,
God damn, to that's do some weird. Worse
stuff. So his first murder was Pamela, Moorer, who was killed January 1976. She was a junior in high school. She went out that night to get soda from McDonald's, but she never came back.
Not even out to get beers. Like,
yeah.
She wasn't even partying.
Yeah, no, she was just going out. The next day, someone found her purse on the road and then found her body. His DNA was found, but so, okay, this is something I learned in class, too, in like one of my seminars. When you are arrested, they take your fingerprints, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Even when you go to court, they you know, they take your fingerprints. You're automatically put in an FBI database forever. So so that they can easily find you again. But they have to do that in the first place. Like you have to like have your fingerprints taken in the, you know, blah, blah, blah. I can't even talk in the first place. But for some reason, they didn't have his. They never took his prints. So they couldn't match up his DNA.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So that's probably how prints. He kept getting off. They could never identify him.
Well, they had his prints and DNA, but they couldn't like identify because they didn't have either one. So they use Ancestry.com, and I think it was 23andMe. But they matched him, or they matched the DNA of the girl that was like raped and killed to like a close relative of his. So they can say that like, oh, it's close enough. Like that's definitely him.
Okay. Yeah.
And that was last year.
That was last year.
Mm-hmm. They just found out that he killed that girl and that was his first kill. The next girl that he killed, her name is Deborah.
Is it spelled Deborah?
Yep. I guess there's two ways. There was actually two Deborahs that he killed. But she was a high school student. They found photos of her in his apartment, and they didn't know that he killed her till like way later. They eventually found out. The next girl was also named Deborah. June 23rd, 1980. Took her from the parking lot of a shopping center and... You know, he took her back home and...
Why are they taking these people in the most public places in the world?
I don't know. I guess that, like, they just, like, see their moment and then strike.
That's just weird to me, though.
We're going to be experts on this shit.
We really are. We're going to be some investigators by the end of this.
I'm going to start dreaming of, like, people, like, abducting me. He took her back to his apartment, you know, did his thing, and he, like, let her go. He keeps letting these girls go, and he's not getting in trouble. She, like, alerted the
cops.
That
even blows my mind more, that he's letting them go, and he still doesn't get in trouble.
This time, he actually did get arrested, but he paid his bail again.
So he was, like, rich or something.
I don't know. I didn't look that far into it. On October 7th, she went missing after she left work. The trial was canceled because... a key witness didn't show up. So he kind of got off of that again.
See, that kind of happened with the last guy that we talked about too. You know, like he said, they said that, that the defendant wouldn't testify.
Yeah.
But why?
I don't,
that kills me.
I think if they knew why, then he would still be in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I suppose so.
The last person that he killed was a man.
Switching it up a little bit.
His name is Charles Huber. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Might be one of your relatives.
Reaching, but I wouldn't discount it.
Ask your mom. That'd be kind of interesting.
That'd actually be kind of interesting to know. I'm going to call her up right after this.
They were going bowling, and he was like, hey, man, like, let's go back to my place. So they go back, and he fucking attacks him with a goddamn knife, but he stabs himself in the thigh, and he severs his ephemeral artery.
Oh, so he starts bleeding out.
Yeah, so he killed someone, and now he's like, you know, dying. And he dies on top of his victim, and that's how he got caught.
Oh, damn. So yeah. So he didn't really get caught. He just died.
Yeah, he just died, and then someone walked in on it and was like, oh, shit, two dead people. Who killed who? And I guess they, you know, figured it out.
I'm sure there's, like, forensics that you can do to, like, figure that shit out or something.
But, yeah, that's the end of Bruce Lindahl.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what a cool guy.
I just... Is that how we're going to end these all the time? What a cool guy. What a cool guy.
Yeah, yeah. We should, like, you know.
Definitely invited to the barbecue in hell.
Yeah. If he was still alive, he didn't, you know, act. He might have been doing the world a favor. Maybe that the people. Yeah, no, okay. Two of them were high school girls. So.
So I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. You know.
So I found this was really interesting, but you can go on Amazon and you can buy insoles. That make you taller.
I've seen those on TikTok, dude. Yeah. Like they literally just like a little, like a little arch, yeah, or something, mm-hmm, and you just stick them in your shoe. But I feel like that would be so uncomfortable.
I mean, okay, so
don't tell me you've tried it.
Hold on, just.
Oh my God! Okay, go on.
I always say the most embarrassing things.
Go on.
I met this girl that I really liked, but she was an inch taller than me. And I was like, okay, we only met one time. I was really into her. I know it was only once, but I was like, you know what? She's like, you know, everything.
Worth it.
Yeah.
She's worth it.
I don't know. And this was like 2 months ago, but she was like an inch taller, tall blonde. And I don't think she cared because she seemed to be like, you know, touching me and
into
stuff.
Short kings.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay, I am average height. I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm average height too. Well, according to the standards of women, no, we're not. We're short.
Whatever. Fuck them.
But fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. So yeah, I just felt like if I'm gonna bag this chick, then I have to get these insoles, and I got them, and they did not.
did they not work?
Well, no, they worked, but you have to get bigger shoes.
I bet you felt like you were wearing stilettos that were way too tight for you.
I couldn't even fit my foot in my shoes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all those TikToks show them of easily just, slipped it on my fucking foot so easy. It's not that fucking easy.
No, I couldn't. Because
you're taking away, like, 3 inches of the back of your shoe. How do you not look weird with that on?
Yeah, I look like a fucking idiot.
Like, your, like, ankles just, like, sticking up, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess it could work if you're wearing pants, but that'd be the only way.
I don't know. I just didn't feel right with them on. I was like, I need to date a girl shorter than me. I can't date these tall chicks. I mean, dude, there's some really hot tall chicks.
There are, and I've actually dated a few tall chicks.
And I'm like, fuck, dude, I wish I could do that, but
I definitely have dated a few tall chicks, and like, it is kind of weird, yeah, at first. Like, I definitely was not into it or used to it.
So you must be into, like, dominatrix.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Fuck no, dude.
Okay, I've already said. Do you care about women having, like, armpit hair or, like, leg hair?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. But, like, like, to a degree, you know? Like, all right, if you're pulling up with armpit hair longer than mine, that's an issue. And I don't want to sound sexist or misogynistic or anything like that, but fix it, dude.
Yeah.
I know I'm sitting here, my armpit hair and all that shit. That is, men don't do that, okay? Men do not do that. Somewhere along the line, society decided that women have to do that. Let's fucking stick with it. Because
when girls started shaving their armpits, you know what? Let's look that shit up.
That's actually a great point. I actually don't know. Because it even goes in further when I think about, like, okay, you're with a girl or something, you know, like you're in bed with her or something like that, or you're like even just like sitting on the couch with her, right? And you start like rubbing her leg, right? And she like gets embarrassed. She's just like, oh my God, like my legs are so prickly. Like don't touch them and whatnot. Like that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't care.
I mean, that's
like,
normal.
Girl, you missed one day of shaving. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Some girls are super weird about
that. Some girls are super weird about it. But like, I, you know, if it's like 1, 2, even 3 days without shaving, like, you know, you just, you know, too busy, forgot, whatever the fuck, like whatever. I do not care.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're pulling up with longer leg and armpit hair than me, that's a big fuck the fuck no from me.
Call the police.
I will. Oh, I'll call PETA. I'll call PETA.
Call fucking animal control.
Call animal control.
Okay, so it says that hairlessness wasn't established as a mandate for women until the early 20th century.
So that's a pretty new thing.
Like early 1900s. Okay, but it says that in the
grand scheme of things, that's like a pretty new thing.
People have been removing body hair since the Roman Empire.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would have been as easy as just getting some hot wax and then putting some paper on you.
Yeah,
beeswax. You ever seen the 40-year-old virgin?
And seashells. Yeah.
Just like that.
I don't remember that.
You know what scene I'm talking about. Where Steve Carell gets all that hair removed off his chest.
Yeah. Is there one where like there's like a V or I'm thinking of Step Brothers.
Oh yeah, that's
he's like, I come out with a V on my chest.
I come down with a luscious V of hair. Yeah. Going from my chest pubes down to my ball fro. Easily one of the greatest scenes, by the way. Easily one of the greatest.
So I actually just learned something new recently. I thought it was interesting to share. There are casinos that are not open to the public, but you're privately invited. And what they do is
that sounds like a cult.
No. It's like a science thing. So like 73 of the top 500, Fortune 500 companies, sorry.
Yeah.
Invest in this, including like Uber, and some like casino companies invest in it too.
What the hell could Uber need to invest in a casino for?
It's actually crazy because there's a few things that they kind of summed gambling in the way that it works in your brain. So the first thing is opportunity. You have the chance to
win a bunch of money.
That kind of gets your brain going.
Yeah.
Get your dopamine going. You're like, oh shit, I could do this.
Well, because anyone walks in a casino and thinks, dude, if I walked out of here with 100 grand, that would change a lot.
The second one, I fucking forget. I was thinking about this the other day. And the third one is like value. So it's like, okay, if I put value into this, I don't know how much value I'm going to get out, but I know I'm going to get, I might get something out of it and I don't know how much.
Okay.
And for some reason that kind of like gets like your dopamine rushing. So when it applies to like tech, like they're learning how to get you addicted to apps, and they're like, if you're an Uber driver, even not even, you know, buying anything, they'll say, okay, in this area, it's very busy. You'll make more money.
So, like in the casino area?
No. If you're an Uber driver and you're using the app.
Yeah, yeah.
And it says, or like DoorDash, and it says, in this area, it's very busy.
Oh, yeah.
Saying like, you'll earn more money over here.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes because there's a lot more people trying to get shit.
Right. Like you go there, but you don't actually know what you're going to get. You just see it on a screen.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I have to go here now. It's kind of like gambling with your time. So okay. Like all these app companies and like tech companies are using studies from a casino for like actual gambling.
Well, yeah.
Use it on their app.
Yeah. Cause actually it's kind of funny. I don't want to cite my sources from a cartoon, but I did look up their facts that they put on, you know, their show. It was from fucking South Park, but I actually looked up what they put on their show, and it's actually like pretty accurate what they said. Cause like it's like the alcohol company.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like with mobile gaming, like microtrans, like that's the thing now. Everything's free, but then you got to pay to make it more fun.
Microtrans.
Microtransaction.
For some reason, I think that might offend someone.
Dude, with everything that offends everybody today, I would not be surprised.
We're going to get a nasty comment.
We're going to get some nasty comments over that one. But anyway.
Did I explain that whole, like, casino thing well? Did I explain that well? Okay.
But, like, you know, the alcohol company, they're not... They aren't expecting people to get addicted to their product.
Yeah.
They're counting on it.
Oh yeah.
They're counting on it. Like they're not trying to make their money off the people who just buy it once or every now and again. They're looking to make the most money out of the heaviest user. And that's the same thing with a mobile game, is that they want to appeal to a dopamine weakness.
Especially in children.
Especially in children.
Children can't control that shit.
Because they're very impressionable and they're very easy to influence. So.
And you can just trick the little fuckers.
Like. Yeah. And like with everything like being, you know, all the cards are on the phone with like Apple Pay and Samsung Pay, whatever the fuck. Like shit like that. It's too easy.
You ever heard of Anus Pay?
No. What the fuck?
I don't know. Let's move on. Never mind.
But they have every addict locked on their screen 24/7.
Sorry, stupid. Go ahead. They have every addict on their screen.
They have every addict's like eyes to a screen.
Okay.
Because think about how much people use devices like that nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they've got their eyes on every addict's screen.
Yeah.
And they just know how to shove it right down their throat. Yo, something that I just like, I don't know. I was at work the other day and I just kept thinking about this. Like, I think personally the golden age of like YouTube and the internet was like 2006 to like 2010.
Okay.
Honestly. Like when, well, probably even earlier than that, like when YouTube like first got started.
Was that Fred?
Well, I don't think Fred was that funny, but.
I don't either.
Like, but yeah, kind of like that generation. Because, yeah. Like, mostly the Flash videos. You know what I'm talking about?
I want some shit to drink.
Like, Tourette's guy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, dude, I quote Tourette's guy at least once a day.
Brush your teeth with some
dude,
shit.
Dude, I think those videos are easily like 20 years old.
Brush or your
at least,
ass.
At least getting there.
Ass. He always said that.
Fuck salt. Damn it, these fish sticks are hard as tits.
That's a good one.
Whose tits you been grabbing that feel hard? That's what I want to know. Fuck you. No, and then like, you know, when I say flash animation, I mean like the short, like crudely animated videos.
Oh yeah. I used to make those.
Yeah, see, like, because they were easy as fuck. Yeah, see,
and then you would
that
move
too.
The leg, and then you would take a picture, and then you move the leg.
That was Pivot Stick Figure Animator.
Yeah.
I loved using that.
Yeah.
My brother and I made so many of those videos. Usually, it always started, I'm not even kidding, it usually always started with our stick guy going like this.
Oh my God.
Because it was supposed to look like he's fucking playing with himself.
Jesus.
It's like stick figure animator things. Dude, that shit was so fucking funny.
I did that for hours as a kid.
Hours, dude. I made so many. If I could, I wish I could find my parents' old computer. I'm sure they've thrown it away by now.
Can you still use it now?
I have no idea. I have not tried.
We should try it.
Shit. I'll make a video for next week and we'll show it off. Let's each
Patreon.
Make a video for next week and we'll put it on Patreon and they can vote for whichever one they like better.
If my old ass computer will support
that. I'm sure, dude, that system is so fucking old. I guarantee you even the oldest Mac could do it.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd always start those stick figure animator movies with like this guy fucking playing with himself and they would always, always, always turn into a Super Saiyan.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every single time. Because yeah. I'd do this one part where he does like the Kamehameha thing, like he just like, or a spirit bomb, you know, you know, he throws this beam and I always make it like multicolored.
Yeah.
You know?
I used to hang out with this kid and he was kind of like fucked in the head. And he made a video of the dick was all floppy on the stick figure. It was like a curve and then it would just like instantly like go up. Like it was one frame and it just fucking went up. And he would like make the stick figure like do things.
As kids, we were all obsessed with dicks. Why was that?
I think all kids like
Maybe. But like not obsessed with them, like we like them. We thought they were funny.
Yeah.
We just always and nothing's changed. We still think dick jokes are funny.
Oh yeah, I mean, like everyone
there's
does.
Nothing better than just seeing someone get kicked in the balls.
Yeah,
like I always get a good laugh out of that.
If you don't think it's funny, then like
you're weird.
Grow the fuck up.
You're weird, and you need to grow the fuck up.
Grow up, get off your high horse, and think it's funny.
I have some suggestions before we wrap this up for videos of the golden age of internet. And those watching, please do yourself a favor and watch these, please. It is literally worth every second. So one of my favorites, they all came from Newgrounds. Do you remember Newgrounds?
Oh my God, I got that. I got in so much trouble.
In so much trouble for being on Newgrounds, dude.
My dad spanked me for the first time because of
Newgrounds.
Oh yeah, he whipped me.
My dad took away our computer because we were on Newgrounds. Because of course we got into the adult section.
Oh yeah, who doesn't?
You know, who the fuck doesn't?
Yeah.
You know, I remember my dad caught me playing Dating Sims.
Oh.
And it was like a sex one. You know, it was like an anime fucking one.
Dude, they used to have like hentai games.
Yeah, see, I got caught playing
and you
those.
You could control like an animated penis going in. And I was like fucking 14 years old. Like.
Dude, that's what I got caught playing and how I got in so much fucking trouble.
Oh, my God. My mom just like looked and then looked away. But my dad would have killed me if he saw that.
Yeah, but some of the golden age of internet videos, the Ultimate Showdown. Amazing one. It's like a music video almost, but it's all animated. Also, you'll love this one. Super Retarded Dog. Hilarious.
I already think it's
fucking
funny.
Hysterical,
think
dude.
Of like a dog that had Down syndrome.
That's literally what it is. It's about this dog who's like a superhero and he's retarded.
Oh my God.
And this one villain's like trying to kill him and he does it in the like stupidest fashion. It's just so stupid. But so funny. It is so worth the watch. But also, last one. Or there's actually two more. Clay World.
I remember that.
Yeah. The blue guys.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Clay World. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Fucking hilarious, dude. And there's two that the last one I had, there's kind of like two that are like kind of the same.
Pancake Minds.
I do remember Pancake Minds. That one was funny. But the two that are kind of the same. But one is definitely raunchier than the other. One's violent and then one's raunchy, like sexually. The sexually raunchy one is Retarded Animal Babies.
Okay.
That one's fucking, I found that on Newgrounds. That shit's fucking hilarious.
Retarded Animal Babies.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's so fucking funny. You know? And then there's, I know you know this one, Happy Tree Friends.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Who doesn't know Happy Tree Friends, dude? For God's sake, that was the one, like, flash internet video that got, like, a TV show.
Yeah, there's stuff from my childhood that I think I'll just always like forget it. Like I'll never.
Oh, remember. I'll never forget about those videos. Right. For real. And dude, I could name a million more off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Like for real, there are so many. In fact, actually, probably next podcast, I might make that a thing. Like you know, just like your classic video of the week, or like you know, top three classic videos of the week.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Give you all some suggestions. But I think that's a good place to wrap it up right there.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you, everyone, so much for watching. We have Patreon coming out soon, so make sure you check on that and subscribe. And make sure you hit the like button, comment, and subscribe to the Eagle Boys YouTube.